32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're listening to the 32GI Sports Nutrition Podcast. I'm David Katzmister, active, joined by Mark Wolf, a director at 32GI and a nutritional expert. Mark, first of all, for people who haven't heard of the brand, what is 32GI about? How long have you been on the market? And what was the thought process behind starting the company?
That's a very interesting question, Dave. 32GI, firstly, we're a sports nutrition company, and we do manufacture and sell sports nutrition supplements. How did we come into the market? We actually launched into the market in around end of 2009 is when we started product development. What we noticed in the industry was there's actually a bit of a lack of understanding of what is required or what is needed during a sporting event. And in one of the previous podcasts, we actually discussed that there's various types of athletes. You get your high-performing athletes, you get your social athletes or your weekend warriors, and you get people that just want to get to the finish line, not necessarily stand on a podium. And me being an endurance athlete myself, I was looking at the sector. I was actually on a training ride the one day, and I thought to myself, you know, why is it that we go on a three-hour training ride and the guys are eating before the training ride, they're stopping at a cafe along the training ride, and they're filling up with more sugar and more sweets, and then they finish the training ride and they're consuming even more product. And I was thinking to myself, it's definitely not the proper way to be fueling yourself, especially on a very social ride. And what actually happened was we took a closer look at this, and we thought there must be a healthier way for people to be able to fuel their systems, especially during training and racing, as there are different requirements. We were introduced to a carbohydrate called isomaltulose in 2009, and we ran some testing on it. The difference between this carbohydrate and other carbs is that it's got a very prolonged and steady release, where some carbohydrates do spike your blood sugar. Some don't spike at all. In actual fact, they just drop. And this one provided a very nice and steady rise in blood sugar over a longer period of time. And when we ran our testing on professional athletes and amateur athletes, they absolutely loved that feeling of stability. And what we did was we actually started developing our initial range around this carbohydrate, which was our Endure sports drink. And when we launched it into the market, we actually educated people that, you know, if you're going on a training ride as opposed to racing, you don't actually need a severe blood sugar spike. In actual fact, you can get away with something a lot lower, and you'll have a much better feeling of stability because you're not really performing at a very high intensity. And the product was very well received. We didn't have to really push the marketing. We actually just told people, try the product, test it out, and see how it works. And the feedback was unanimous. And it wasn't just amateur athletes or social athletes that absolutely loved the product and felt that sense of stability. We've got a lot of professional athletes that even use this particular product for racing, and they like that feeling of stability as well. So we realized it was far more suited to endurance sport, and we developed a variety of products around that range. We obviously cater also for the high-performing athletes with quicker releasing carbohydrates. And over the years, we've just been become a trusted brand. People trust us. We're a very clean brand. We are European Food Safety Authority compliant. We've got no nonsense in our products whatsoever, and we pride ourselves on that. We don't use artificial colors. We do not use artificial flavors. We don't use any artificial sweeteners in any of our products. And our entire range is actually vegan. It's free of animal derivatives. So we keep the range very, very clean. And we've got a big focus on health, and you know, our consumers' health is very important to us. One of the biggest things that we do is we educate our consumers, obviously in the nutrition environment, as to better nutrition options, fueling strategies to assist them, even how they eat from the time they wake up until they go to sleep at night. Obviously, we advocate natural nutrition over and above supplementation. And we advocate supplementation when it is required, which is generally during sporting events. And a supplement is a convenience food. We are obviously looking at broadening our range in the health sector, because we do feel that this is a very important space to play in.
Now, Mark, on a personal level, nutrition's very close to your heart. Why is that so?
Well, I think, first of all, you know, being an endurance athlete, you realize that you put your body under a lot of physical stress. And I myself, I haven't been an endurance athlete my entire life. I actually come from a bit of a bodybuilding, powerlifting background, and then into mountain biking and road cycling, and then into triathlon. And I think in my early 20s, I actually felt quite ill, actually, from not putting enough focus on nutrition and actually stressing the body out significantly. And it was a big wake-up call for me, and rather a big wake-up call while I was young, as opposed to being a lot older. You don't want trouble coming knocking at your door when you are older, because sometimes it's a little bit too late to make that change. So really in my 20s, I already started shifting my focus into the nutrition space. I studied nutrition, even though I've got an engineering qualification behind that as well. And then I landed up actually moving into the business sector and combining numbers from the engineering background to nutrition knowledge and a little bit of business, I started to do consulting in the nutrition space. And it took a long time actually before we launched a company in the nutrition space, but over the years I secured a lot of knowledge over a long period of time around endurance sport and also around health and fitness and wellness. And nutrition became one of the biggest focuses in my life, and personally I believe it's the number one discipline for any active person.
Of course, very important, but also very broad. It's a very broad aspect when you look at nutrition. Can be very confusing for people. They don't know. So looking at these 32 GI Sports Nutrition podcasts, what are people going to get out of them?
Well, I think the podcasts are quite critical because, like I mentioned earlier, our focus is on education and awareness. And we want the consumers to have as much knowledge as possible, because knowledge is power. And the more you know about yourself, the better informed you'll be to make better decisions. When it comes to nutrition, yes, it's a very broad focus. One of the things that we do very well is we are able to blend nutrition with endurance exercise or with sport, and that's one of the things that's lacking in the sector. People are focusing on a lot of training and racing, and they tend to neglect nutrition, or people are focused on nutrition and they tend to neglect the training. And so what we do is we're actually trying to get people to understand that there's two puzzle pieces that are fitting together here. The one is on the nutrition side, the other one is on the sports side, and the two need to be blended quite nicely. And that's what we hope to do. I'll be talking in a number of the podcasts, but I think even more importantly is that we're going to introduce a lot of our professional athletes and even amateur athletes that have got a big focus on nutrition. And you'll see why nutrition is so important, and they'll be able to give tips and advice from their perspectives when they're gearing up for an ultra-distance event, whether it's a triathlon or whether it's an ultra-marathon or whether it's a stage cycling race or an open water swim. Whatever it is, we're going to bring in some experts who are really, really top in their field as far as endurance sports goes. And they'll be able to share their knowledge with you. And we hope to pass this knowledge on to the listeners, as much knowledge as possible.
Talking about as much knowledge as possible, people out there who want to know more, if they have specific questions, how will they be able to reach you?
We've actually set up a coach interface on the 32GI website, which is www.32gi.com. And all you've got to do is go and click on coach, and you can submit questions to the coach, and they will go to the relevant people who will be able to respond. If there's a specific podcast that you want to hear, we feel it's beneficial, then yes, we'll take that into account as well. But the 32GR coach will be able to assist with all questions around nutrition.
Well, Mark, that's fantastic. Looking forward to going through this process with you and sharing some fantastic information over these series of podcasts on nutrition, because even if you think you're an expert, it's something you can always keep on learning about. So thanks for joining us on this episode of 32GI Sports Nutrition. From myself, David Katz, Mr. Active, and Mark Wolf, we'll catch up with you next time.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI, trusted sports nutrition advisors.